Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and tonight I'm kind of interested in, like, seeing what we have to say about Gracie. You know that? No, Gracie. Well, actually, it's an acronym for some stuff that we're going to get into, but I'm going to go ahead and get our lovely co-host on. Miss Amy, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how to, you know, George Burns' wife, Gracie, she had a really crazy voice. I was trying to figure out how to imitate her, but I couldn't quite figure it out.
I think you have to listen to her. Yeah. Like, George, what are you talking about? She kind of had that voice like that, kind of. You have to listen. Someone does the cap, they have to listen to it for a little bit to kind of get into the groove of the whole thing. So, Miss Alana, how are you tonight?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing well. I'm feeling hopeful. I just typed to a friend that we are feeling hopeful of the future. And so for the future, and he said, I'm just hoping for the day I can walk into work and not have to run back to my truck because I forgot a mask.
Right.
So, different stages of hope, but we're all there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. And I want to touch a little bit on about, with everything that happened in Texas, unfortunately we couldn't, with Alana's birthday, we couldn't really send her flowers right away because of all the cold snap that they had and then the electrical problems and, energy and all that stuff. But the cool thing
was
we recently, a week ago, we were able to go ahead and finally get her a beautiful bouquet. And if you're a regular, you know that she just loves stargazers. And I was asking her if her bouquet was still looking good, and she said yes. And she said, it's one of those things where all I have to do is add some more water. And I love the idea of water being this thing that we have to kind of check on ourselves a little bit and have it kind of be a metaphor for how full am I? How full am I being able to be restorative to myself and others and having, just this little piece of what we're going to talk tonight about hope. And I love the idea of hope skills. I don't think a lot of people even think about that as like something that you can develop and, be able to make sure that, and that's even a good thing about perspective, is your base half full or half empty when it comes to looking at, how things are going and how is everything blooming within that whole metaphoric thing about, how am I doing in my life and am I seeing things that are getting ready to bloom and blossom and show themselves to me. So a little bit of a metaphor there.
Nice.
I like it.
Love it.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I'm really thinking about hoping to get like a weekly or bi-monthly delivery from Robin that I can have more flowers in my life.
She's got the nudge. She's got the flower nudge going on there.
Yeah, I like it. It's beautiful.
Isn't it nice?
You're making me happy.
Yeah. I was thinking about doing something, having some kind of a special through the flower shop where we actually had it where so many people are Zooming and they love to have flowers in the back, and just their environment, when they're doing these Zoom calls, how it would be something that would really just an enhancement to your Zoom calls and having some kind of a special where a couple times a month you get these beautiful bouquets that you can go ahead and add to your environment, when you've got these, having your business meetings. And, we could get into the whole thing about how flowers just really help on so many levels with your personal health, your personal environment. There's a reason why NASA takes plants up into the space station. It's something that really can help you to feel grounded, positive energy, bringing oxygen into the environment and stuff like that. I gave a little dwarf spray rose bush to one of my older friends today because she doesn't really get out and things like that. And I thought that's something that can keep her company. And people think, well, plants going to keep you company. And I'm like, yes, they do. You'd be amazed how having something alive that you're kind of caring for and it's caring for you, there's so much that can be given with that. It's just really amazing. And I have a care facility that we do, and it's an acute care place. And it's amazing to me how I can have these fresh flowers that, you know, I go out of my way to make sure they're long-lasting flowers. And these poor little guys work so hard to be, help to, you know, balance and cheer, and shift the energy in that place that they always just look like they've just done their best. You know, they look so tired. I pull them out of there every week that I'm just like, oh, you guys were working hard trying to put a little light and love into this environment. Thank you so much for all the work that you're doing. So it's just those little things, you know, it's having it where you can do enhancements through flowers and nature that just are beyond words of the effectiveness that they do. Okay, off my commercial here. Okay.
Well,
but it's really true.
That's part of with hope, too, is to bring things into your environment that help you to feel hopeful. And there is something
mm-hmm.
about, you know, the beauty of flowers, certainly, but also the energy and
mm-hmm.
watching them grow. And, you know, you have given me many amazing plants, usually flowering plants when you come, which I appreciate. And this last weekend, Ross and I transplanted several of them into the backyard. They moved from the house out into to the real nature environment.
Just a different environment. Yeah, a different environment. So tell me a little bit about, we're going to talk about an article that Amy had co-written with Marilyn Smith Stoner. And I'll have you talk a little about Marilyn so we can kind of have her part of the conversation since she helped to put this information together.
She and I met at University of Phoenix. She had a PhD in nursing. And she and I wanted to help nurses. And so we had a couple of articles in nursing, which, you know, really is a hallmark of my career. I'm very, very proud of them. And I kind of dusted them off recently for some work I'm doing supporting caregivers. The first one was how coping with grief and loss, bringing your shadow self to light. And that's really about it. If you don't deal with stuff, that you kind of bury it and it shows up in ways you know, that you may not like later, but other people may not like. So that's that. And then they asked us to write an article on how to build your hope skills, and the focus is working with nurses, working with patients, and helping the nurse to be hopeful, right, and helping their patient. And it was really an interesting process because it was really magical. She and I, Marilyn, literally, she'd sit down and she'd type, and then I'd say, get up, and then I'd type. And literally, it was almost like the first draft became the final article. It really mm-hmm. wrote itself. So I'm very, very mm-hmm. proud of it. And I have taken Gracie and that model and of how do you live hope skills. There's more to it than grace, but we'll talk about grace today. And I had an article or a chapter in Strategic Leader and Manager Encyclopedia. And I took Grace and moved it from the nursing environment and self-care there to self-care as leaders. So what we wanted to do was we wanted to, like, how do we take critical thinking and make it feel softer, make it feel less intimidating? Because, you know, and I taught critical thinking, decision-making for many years at University of Phoenix, and you say critical thinking, and people go, I don't know what critical thinking is. I don't want to be a critical thinker. So that's why we came up with the acronym GRACIE. And I'm going to walk you through it, and I'll post some things on Transformation Cafe Community with the information that you can play with it. So it's an acronym, and the G, when you're trying to work through something, right? I really critically think through something. So the G stands for goal or goals. What is it that you want to accomplish? What is it that you need to accomplish? And then once you get clear on your goal, then you want to look at what resources. What resources do I have available to meet that goal? So whether it was your maybe getting more business or maybe getting a different job or just be working on my relationship, whatever it happened is, once you get clear in the goal, then you start looking at what resources, not only mine, but resources of other people that are in my network. And this is really about us doing that way beyond networking, right, that really connecting, that really finding ways to support each other. So the A is a couple things. It's awareness, knowing yourself, and knowing, you know, what you can and cannot do. I mean, pushing push, what is it, the 11% push that I can take Alana on. Robin usually 120%. Because she's like, she's usually way ahead of all of us in terms of change. So awareness and then action, which is kind of a strange place, and, you know, and putting action in the middle. But it's that ongoing taking action. And, you know, then you see what happens, you come back. And then we have two C's, first for control. And it's like, what are the things, right, that I can control? What are the things that I can do? And then being willing to say, of course, as it's a serenity prayer, doing what you can control and then letting go of the things you can't. And the second C that makes it gray C is C, and knowing that change is happening all the time. And really good leaders, right, we're all leading somebody, if nothing else, ourselves, right? Good leaders are adapting all the time, especially when it comes to taking care of yourself. You really got to fight for that and say, I'm going to make the time to take care of myself within my workplace, within everything that I'm doing. And then last but not least is E for evaluations. And as you're evaluating, as conditions are changing, you know, how am I doing with what that goal and what I want to accomplish, you know, to with the time, money, and energy that I have. So that's grace. And I believe that one of the ways we become hopeless is when we feel like we have no control and we can't do anything. But using a process, you know, like Gracie, it's like, no, these are the areas I can do something and I can get support and I can do one step at a time towards what I want to accomplish.
Yeah, this looks like, I think that was a great overview, but I think we really want to go in and kind of chew out a little bit on some of the different aspects of Gracie, because there's just a lot of good nuggets in here. At the beginning of the paper, it talks about hope a little bit that I really loved, and Elaine, I'd love for you to kind of add to this. It says hope is about future, about changing and shifting perception without the situation of change. It's part of wishing for the best outcome and being optimistic. And hope assists us in being ready to move forward no matter what the results are. Hope is about being motivated to go on, feeling optimistic about the possibilities. And I think that's really, you know, something that I don't think people really, it's just like with our book that we had done about, you know, looking at, you know, how do I feel about different aspects of stuff, taking a word and, you know, really being able to just kind of open that up and being able to look at that, you know, and goes on to talk about how, you know, hope is positive energy. It acts on desires and achieves solutions for longstanding conflicts or unfulfilled dreams or creating new relationships and developing new connections. It's for planning for the future in the face of, you know, things that can be very challenging and developing new connections that can help us to have something that's as simple as could be just, you know, I have these things that are my daily practices that I do, like having a book that really inspires me every day or having music or things like that, that can be these things that are these, you know, talismans that I take with me every day to really help me to be in a place of having a practice and moving those things forward. So just having a place of comfort and inspiration. So I'd love for both of you guys to kind of jump in on any of that whole thing, because that was just really beautiful, Amy, the way you kind of really gave it a lot of different possibilities of looking at it.
Thank you. I'm really proud of that work. Alana, anything coming for you from what Robin read?
You know, something that she touched on, and I don't want to make it perpendicular to, but, you know, G stands for goals, you know. Let's just say it'll grow a branch out of what you're saying, hopefully. But whenever I am in the midst of really trying to do a little better job of taking care of myself, and I really took some steps backwards in that, you know, recently. Like, I'm not getting good sleep. I'm not eating as healthily as I was. You know, I stopped exercising. Ever since that freeze in Dallas, it was just really, it's been hard for me to just transition back into getting, you know, making things normal again for myself, or making myself, like, just everything kind of had to, I was so upset with that week of havoc that coming, you know,
coming back out of that and then getting back on track of with everything I was doing is really, I'm a slow transitional person, I'm noting, you know, or I used to think I was really fast and fearless about stuff, but like, I have to like really recognize the pace at which I'm willing to change or transition into another thing and honor that. And so, but one of the things I have really been keenly aware of lately is that I'm relaxing each day, but I'm not doing the thing that's going to, I would put expectations on myself. My, you know, I got to perfect it, right? Because I'm a perfectionist. But I really would like to color every day, or to journal, or to do these things. Even, maybe putting the word on every day is too much for me, but I need to take that quiet time for myself every day to so and really carve it out and make it something that's mine during the daytime, rather than waiting and staying up throughout the night to be able to get the quiet time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so that I can, I really need to be able to find a way to live where I commune with myself every day, or with spirit or what have you, and have that really quiet time where I'm not disturbed, to have some introspection, and whether that is waking up a little bit earlier or having a tea time in the afternoon or what have you, it needs to happen every day. Otherwise, I start doing these terrible coping strategies of staying up all night just to feel like I go on a binge of quiet time, you know?
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
so, and I wonder how much of that has just come from COVID, you know? I mean, I've done that for years and years and years, so not just the COVID thing, but I think it's been exacerbated by being at home all the time with the kids. And so I'm looking forward to working with Amy on that and getting, you know, I love this article. I love it. I love that, of course, it has the acronym of Gracie for Amy, you know, she's all about grace. And
mm-hmm.
From what you were said to me, basically, that is what I'm coming, you know, developing realistic goals often as a result of taking a series of small steps, and that is that I just got to take that small step of carving out that little bit of time. It doesn't have to be an hour. It doesn't have to be 10 hours.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it can be 15 minutes of
exactly
me time. Yeah.
And part of that is realizing that, wow, this really adds to my sanity. It adds to my productivity.
Yeah.
And I really mean that. I'm not just trying to sell it, although I am, because I'm the self-care evangelist, you know. But it, but I really, truly believe, and there I'm sure there's plenty of research happening and has happened, that proves when you take those moments of time to reset and to bring back your personal energy, your personal power, that when you go back, you're much more refreshed. So it's in, you know, the article in Strategic Leader and Manager, we talked about that and how it's not waiting to do that those techniques until after work or a retreat or a vacation, but making it within your day and planning it within your day. And so you know, it removes the, oh, I'm being selfish and all those other things, because it really helps you to be better at everything you do. And so that's what and of course, you know, we've talked about this on the show and individually. It's about you've got to carve out the time. You've got to make it sacred. And you've got to put it on your calendar. I have alarms on my phone, right? Anybody that knows me, at 2:45, my alarm's going to go off. And then I get to make a choice. And, you know, the three of us are work addicts. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And you have to find ways that it does not destroy your sanity, your body, your relationships, because we're workhorses and we're really good at that. But making this, and I don't want to make our self-care part of our addiction either. Right? So find a way certainly to structure it, but not in a work addict way, which I know, it's hard for me, you know. You know,
right.
So it's all good. And, you know, one thing I like to say about myself is that I'm a optimistic, critical thinker, right? And that it's about this.
Welcome
I'm not
to the Transformation Cafe with your host,
hold
Robin
on.
Misevich. Transformation Cafe.
Well, hello.
All right, who's that?
I know. I don't know what happened there. We're transforming.
Okay, so that's it. as I'm talking like about being a work addict, she wants to try to start again. So it's like, no, nope,
I know. Let's reset.
She's trying to avoid me. So again, it's like, we'll just take our time and we'll be gentle with ourselves and each other, and we'll find our way and enjoy it. Oh my goodness, enjoy it. So that's really something that I really want all of us to do. And a lot of my work on the planet is working with people who are doing really amazing things and helping them to take the time to find that balance for themselves. It's just like, Dr. Miller, Dr. Kristen and I talk a lot about in-reach equaling outreach and self-care and equaling other care. And it's that harmony. It's that harmony. Yeah. And we're getting there, girls. We're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one thing that this is little nuggets that you have in each of these different sections. And I want to talk about control for a second, because one of the things that says in here is control is about living in the now. And I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Control is living in the now.
It's being present.
That's awesome.
A choice.
Yeah.
It's a choice.
Yeah.
That's a different way to look at control. Yeah, control isn't much.
Yeah, a lot of people would say, oh, control, I got to get this done and I got to be able to do this and that. But a lot of that, too, is just recognizing that, you've got this moment and you just move on to the next thing,
Right.
So I think that's, part of that, too.
Not making critical thinking a bad thing, not making control a bad thing, but it's like these are just tools, right? That's what I love about how to build your hope. Skills, right? That these are all just skills that we learn and we practice, and it's about practice. We don't get good at something until we do it and we keep doing it.
Right.
So self-care is just like anything else. It's a practice. Hope is a practice.
Yeah.
I think that's a new concept for people to even think that would be a practice. Yeah. And then when it comes to change, I love adapting. Adapting is the adaptation to change is the hallmark of a hopeful individual.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And I really love the idea that hope, change is about flow. Change is a flow, just like life and all these other aspects of things that we experience every day is about being in flow. So instead of having being the scary thing of change, it's like I'm in the flow.
But it's like water, right? When rivers change their own path.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of, paying attention to what water does. It creates new, pathways and different, parts of it, and then it enlarges and it, gets smaller. It doesn't think about it. It just does it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's great. Any nuggets in there for you, Elena?
This is my life is always about change, right? That's how I feel. I feel like the better I get at adapting to the changes that happen in my life, the better off I am. Like I said, like recognizing that I take a longer time to transition into something else.
But not judging yourself for that. It just is what it is.
Right. Right, it is what it is, and also the I like this adaptation to change is the hallmark of a hopeful individual, and I was like, oh, that's so fantastic. Yes, because if you're not going to change, if you don't adapt to the change, then you are not living. You're not being hopeful for tomorrow. You're not saying, okay, I'm readying myself for the future, right? And so I think that is for me. I am readying myself for the future. I think that's kind of the. I need to keep that forefront in my mind. I just love that it's not, I'm having to make all these changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm evolving and adapting to prepare for my future. And I like that. That just seems, it does exactly what you said in the beginning of the show, which was to make these, to make all this softer so that we can, this critical thinking softer, so that we can take it in a little better.
Mhm. Mhm.
And there are some really good tools, again, there's lots of tools within tools Larry Dossey, he's pretty famous. He's a medical doctor, and he is very famous for his work on the study of power of prayer. And he's an amazing man. I've got to see him speak many times. And his wife, they're such an amazing couple. Her Barbara Dossey is a nurse, and she is the mother of Holistic Nursing, the association. And I'm very blessed to be able to have been in a very small workshop with her and also in big ones. And what I love about her is, like, how do we coach a patient, you know, or somebody we're working with in developing hope skills. And a couple of skills that she really feels are important is helping with vision and helping you to value yourself and be present where you are. So a couple of her questions that I absolutely love that helps you move into a state of hopefulness is, these are very simple, deceptively simple. Can you imagine? And could it be possible? So even just hearing those questions, how, if you started asking yourself that each day, do you see how that might be helpful, or even asking other people that you're working with or supporting, can you imagine that possible that?
Yeah, it shifts the mind. It shifts the feeling of it. Yeah.
And the brain is a solving thing, right? The brain wants to solve. So when you give it something like, can you imagine? Oh, I can imagine? Yes. I can imagine what I'd like? Yes. What? So you're moving, you're encouraging, pushing, right, the brain, and it's wanting to solve anyway, to solve it in a way that is more positive, more what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some fun
good
things
stuff
that you'd be thinking about, right? And living more in imagery. You know, you talk about, you know, can you see it? Can you taste it? You know, one of my favorite things that I like to say, you probably caught me saying it, is that I look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When we're not as locked into and not being able to see each other, I look forward to when I can hug you. I look forward to when I can actually go out and start speaking in public again, right? So that kicks you off into that hopefulness.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got this. We got this. We're going to be okay. We got this together.
Yeah.
And, you know, doesn't that feel good? And with even the we, right? Oh, it's not just me? No. I got your back. I got your hand. We're going to be okay.
Right, because it's different. There's a different feeling too. You got this, and we
mm-hmm.
got this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for
sure. Yeah.
I don't know how
you
got it. You got this definitely. You got this definitely.
I mean,
got
it.
Place.
Yeah, I think that's the key there is, like, I know, I don't know how, but I know we do. And that just keeps it open for spirit to be a part of every interaction, every blessing, and have it be, you know, that wonderful surprise that, you know, that comes from a direction we couldn't have even imagined. So we've got a couple of minutes left. There is a great way to integrate some of these ideas.
Well, first, just Alana, is there something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I was just going to say that another empowering phrase that I have used that I got from one of my amazing counselors that I've had in my past is mm-hmm. that you can respond, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was an empowering phrase for me. I can respond to this, you know, like, because people often when they're in fear, right, they clamp down and say, oh, I don't know what I would do, or I don't know how, you know, they clamp up, right? But if you can say, oh, whatever comes up, I know I can respond.
Mm.
And that's way more empowering than, you know, than don't worry, you'll figure it out, right? It's, you know, you will respond, because no matter what you do, it is a response, right?
Exactly.
But it lets you know, it unfreezes you in those thoughts. So
yes. Thank you.
That's
beautiful.
For me. So for me, you said, well, how could we implement this in our lives? I think for me, it's like when I see that fear show up, when I see those doubts show up, when I see hopelessness show up, I thank it for arriving and tell it to have a seat. And then, you know, and then we, you know, that I know I can respond to this. You know, if that situation happens, I can respond to that, you know, whatever it might be. So.
And for me, a question I ask myself all the time, how can I be as kind to myself in this moment in what I'm going through as I am to other people?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
How can I be graceful with myself? How about you, Robin?
I agree with that. I think lots of times we don't necessarily put ourselves in the mix when it comes to, you know, how wonderful can I be with my, be to myself? You know, we always seek to be wonderful and kind to other people, but what would that look like for myself?
Mm-hmm.
And being able to have myself a part of that equation. Because, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, like attracts like. It's a very deep spiritual, you know, law that's out there. So it's like I want to be attracting those things, so why wouldn't I want to do that to myself? And, I've heard it said, too, that when it comes to our way that we love ourselves, the more we can love ourselves, the more God can love us. Because we're opening a door for that love to come in.
Right, we're just, allowing, we're opening the door. It's already there.
Right. And, you know, we're the ones who think that, you know, there's these limitations when it's just a matter of us just putting that aside like a, you know, an old coat and allowing ourselves to just be where we are.
I shut the door. I locked it. I bolted it. Maybe I need that lock.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, let me drop that veil that, you know, somebody told me someday I was supposed to have that veil, which, you know, how does that really serve me? I don't know. I need to look at that. I can just be in a place of spaciousness and have spirit, you know, embracing me as much as I want to embrace it. That's hope.
Well,
that's
a
big
hope
right there, man.
Woo-hoo! Good job, girls.
So talk about next week a little bit, Aime.
We have Michael Thrower, who is an amazing man on many counts. He created and runs the organization Community Connect Las Vegas. He's a pastor at Second Baptist Church. He also works for the school district, runs a couple different departments. He's kind of slackered, that guy. And,
yeah, he really is.
He really is. So we've been working together on many projects in the community, and so we're going to have him come on, and we're going to have a conversation about how do you support your community and let your community support you as, you know, we're going through some changes and trying to, you know, to be united.
Yeah. It's going to be a great conversation.
Whoop, whoop.
Very, very good. Well, thank you, ladies. This was very helpful. Helpful, hopeful.
Very graceful. Very hopeful.
Very graceful. Very graceful. Yeah, awesome. All right, you guys have a graceful week.
You too. Take care.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.